AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama, after an historic visit to Kenya, is off to Ethiopia, a trip that has caused a stir.
Between its booming economy and hosting African Union headquarters, Ethiopia has become a major player. And government spokesman Redwan Hussein says the president's visit's an affirmation.
It's because we have become important enough to be seen, to be visited.
But it's also a one-party state where dissidents and journalists are jailed, and human rights groups are appalled Obama's visiting. Opposition leader Woretto Wasi says Ethiopians want better.
They aspire for democracy, for freedom of expression.
And he hopes Obama pressures Ethiopia's rulers to change. Mark Smith with the president, Nairobi, Kenya.
Two Republican presidential candidates say Democrat and former Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton is being dishonest about her emails and her private email server. Carly Fiorina tells Fox News Sunday.
It's clear she broke the rules. It's absolutely crystal clear she broke the rules. It's crystal clear that she has been engaged in a cover-up.
Senator Rand Paul also tells Fox News Sunday that Clinton could face some serious trouble.
I think it's pretty damning that President Obama's Justice Department has even brought this up. The fact that they are saying that they are concerned that classified information was transferred.
Clinton says she never knowingly sent or received classified information using her private email server. She adds she doesn't know what messages are being cited by intelligence investigators as examples of that information. There's work underway on Capitol Hill today. Senate considering a couple of closely watched amendments to a bill to fund transportation projects. Jerry Bodlander reports.
A rare Sunday session in the Senate will see a vote on repealing the health care law. The effort to attach it to the must-pass highway bill is expected to fail, while a vote right after that to reauthorize the Export-Import Bank is expected to get the necessary 60 votes to advance.
This is AP Radio News. A fire on the deck of a 14th-floor swimming pool at a Las Vegas hotel sent guests scattering from the building. Matthew Mills recalls the chaos for KNBC-TV.
It was a big mess. The evacuation, wasn't clean. That was for sure. People were just running everywhere.
Two people were hurt, smoke inhalation, as the flames burned cabanas and deck furniture alongside the Cosmopolitan Hotel pool. The 14th and 15th floors, one of the hotel's towers, closed because of smoke damage. Investigators say it's going to take some time to figure out what caused that fire. Britain's Mail on Sunday reports a major royal security breach. Paper says it used an app that costs less than $5 to track Prince William's air rescue ambulance while it is in the air. The Mail published photos claiming to show William's helicopter landing and the prince himself. William's press office not commenting on the report. He went back to work several weeks ago after paternity leave. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.